The UGA Arts Council presents the 7th annual Spotlight on the Arts, November 1st through the 11th. This year, it includes the National Conference of A2RU, the Alliance for the Arts in Research Universities. Joining me in the studio to talk about this event, Dave Marr, Communications Director for the Wilson Center for Humanities and Arts. Dave, thanks for being here.
Hi, Michael.
It's good to see you again.
Thanks for having me. Great to see you, too.
So can you talk about the Alliance and explain what the Alliance for the Arts in Research Universities is?
Yeah, I can, as briefly as possible. So A2RU, as you said, is the Alliance for the Arts in Research Universities. It is a group of about 40 member universities in the U.S. and now, I believe, in Canada. So I believe it's an international organization. And it basically just unites these 40 or more research universities to coordinate and promote arts programming and research and exploration within the context of the research university. And every year they have a national conference. And this year, which is only, I think, the University of Georgia's second year of membership in A2RU, We have the honor of hosting it.
And it's my understanding that this is a little bit ahead of schedule, is it not?
You could say so. Last year it was in Boston. I believe the year before that it may have been in Denver.
Having just joined the Alliance and getting in and being able to host this big event for the in the second year, it's kind of a big deal.
It's tremendous. It says a lot, not only about the University of Georgia, but about the city of Athens. And I think that one interesting thing to note is that there are more registered attendees this year. More than 300 people are registered for this conference, more than were registered for the conference in Boston last year. So people really want to come to Athens. They really want to visit the University of Georgia. They really want to see this town. It means a lot for the kinds of things that we're able to do.
Right. Can you talk about some of the public events that are included in the A2RU?
Yes, I can. And, you know, first of all, I should mention, too, that the reason I'm here talking about it is because the University of Georgia's membership in A2RU is it's a university membership, but it sort of funnels through the Wilson Center for Humanities and Arts, where I work. We have an associate academic director for the arts and A2RU, that is Isabel Loring Wallace, who's a professor of art history in the Lamar Dowd School of Art, who works with us to coordinate directly with A2RU, and she's done a tremendous amount of work to put this together, as have our director Nicholas Allen and especially our associate, our senior associate director Lloyd Winstead. So, as far as the conference itself, this is a conference that people register for. It's a paid registration. I believe all conference events are open to UGA students and faculty, but as for everybody else, the bulk of the conference events are for registered attendees only, except for the three plenary events, one on each day of the conference. And I should say this conference takes place from November 1st to November 3rd. Those are the first 3 days of the Spotlight on the Arts Festival. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Right. And there's a range of events, some of them just for conferees, but some of them are open to the public as well.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
The plenary sessions are open to the general public, and there's one each day of the conference. The first day has a plenary session on the art of resilience. What's at stake for integrating the arts and sciences to achieve sustainability and resilience in the Anthropocene? That will feature somebody from the University of Virginia, another participant from Penn State, and another from Arizona State. And that is at noon on Thursday, November 1st. I should say all of these plenary sessions are in Mahler Hall at the Georgia Center for Continuing Education, okay, where we now sit.
Yes.
The middle one on November 2nd at 9 a.m. is To me, the most interesting, and probably the most interesting to the general public, it features Rebecca Rutstein, who's a visual artist who is the University of Georgia's Delta Visiting Chair for Global Understanding. Now, that's a program that the Wilson Center administers every year. We award this visiting chair to a luminary in the arts or humanities or in public life.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, it has the last holder of the Delta chair was Colm Tabin, the novelist from Ireland. Before that was Alice Walker. This year, it goes to Rebecca Rutstein, who will visit for this conference. She will talk with Mandy Joy, mm-hmm. Who a lot of you are familiar with. She's an oceanographer in the Department of Marine Sciences, I believe, here at UGA.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she's very well known around the world especially for her work in the Gulf of Mexico following the Deepwater Horizon disaster, researching the plumes of dispersants and their ongoing effects there in the Gulf. Now, that the relationship of that to Rebecca's work is Rebecca's artwork uses scientific data and imaging to create both two-dimensional and three-dimensional artworks that are extremely detailed and extremely elaborate. A couple of those are going to be on display in the Georgia Museum of Art while she's here. After she leaves here, she's going to visit, she's going to go on a deep sea expedition with Samantha Joy in the Gulf, in the Sea of Cortez, aboard a submersible called Alvin. And she's going to set up her studio on a support vessel while the scientists are going down into the deep, deep ocean and gathering data. Rebecca is going to be on the support vessel, you know, doing her art, planning
wow.
for pieces. I know, it's really amazing. And you can find more about this at wilson.uga.edu.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Rutstein's amazing. Manda Joy is going to be great. The final event that I want to mention is the closing event of the A2RU conference, which is Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Georgia Theater. It's a collaboration that we've done with Moog Fest, which is a festival that's founded around the Moog company, which they make synthesizers.
Yes.
Bob Moog was a pioneer in electronic instrumentation and electronic music. His company was located in Asheville, North Carolina forever, and now I believe it's in Raleigh, Durham.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an annual festival there. Our friend Kai Riedel, who used to live here in town, is now in charge of programming their festival. And we've worked with him to put together a free public Moog Fest event at the Georgia Theater at 8 p.m. One of the things that's going to be featured in that event is the first ever screening in Athens of Michael Stipe's film Jeremy Dance, which is his own film footage and original music it used in a short film focused on the late Jeremy Ayres, who was a longtime Athenian who I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with. He was a great artist and great person and a great Athenian. I think a lot of people are going to want to come out for that.
Yeah.
And there are about half a dozen or more great internationally known electronic artists.
Where is this happening again?
At the Georgia Theater, 8 p.m. It's free, but tickets it can be reserved in advance at the Georgia Theater website. It's the closing event of the A2RU conference.
Got it. Dave Marr, Communication Director for the Wilson Center for Humanities and Arts, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Michael.
To find out more about the A2RU conference, you can go to a2ru.org, or you can visit wilson.uga.edu. That's Wilson with two L's. To hear the full discussion with Dave Marr, check out our Spotlight interviews on our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carden.